Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Tim, I don't know if you've been seeing this trend that's been going around at the moment. You'll probably get it on Reels in just a few weeks.
Yeah, well, I'm on Instagram Reels. I know you're on TikTok, so you're getting the latest. And it's like I'm living in a bit of a delay. Right. I like it. I don't check Instagram Reels very often, but it is fun. You know, staying in the loop but not being on the pulse. Keeps me in touch.
I don't know. I know you have a bit of a love-hate relationship with AI, but this latest trend is asking ChatGPT to roast your Instagram.
Roast your Instagram? So
you take a screenshot of your Instagram profile.
Okay.
And you say, ChatGPT, can you please roast my Instagram profile?
Oh, okay.
I've done it for you and I.
Oh, lovely. I mean, I'm not very active on
no,
Instagram.
No, you're not. But so ChatGPT was pretty brutal. Yeah,
so much so that you get a notification whenever I do a post.
I do get one. Whose would you like to hear first?
Well, I'll leave it with you. I guess we'll. Mm-hmm. What do you think is the do the best one last?
Right.
I'd say.
I think let's roast mine then.
Oh, God.
First.
All right. Cool.
So, if you go onto my Instagram, I'm at Jess Pantu on Instagram.
All right, calm down. You don't need any more followers. Okay. It's not a chance. If this is a whole opportunity for you to just plug your Instagram.
It's important because in my bio, you came up with my Instagram bio.
Ooh, there's been a few. There was Quirky Jess. is it the man, the myth,
the liability?
The liability.
Yes.
Excellent.
So ChatGPT begins by roasting my Instagram bio. And it says, what does this even mean? Are you trying to be mysterious or did you just throw together some buzzwords and hope for the best? It's like a cryptic crossword puzzle no one asked to solve.
Wow.
Yeah.
Strong start.
Okay. Oh, strong start. Then it goes into the actual post itself.
Like the grid.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The cat photos. If I had a dollar for every cat photo on your feed, I could probably buy my own cat. Newsflash, your cat isn't as cute as you think it is.
Miss Penny.
Miss Penny's the
you
best.
You leave Miss Penny alone, ChatGPT.
You know, taking pictures of food doesn't make you a foodie. It just makes you that person who delays everyone's meal. Also, enough with the close-ups. We don't need to see every pore on that tomato or every grain of salt on your fries. I don't even think I post that much about my food.
Well, I would say, like, you know how, like, some people have Instagram grids and the grid is... It's like it's an aesthetic in its own right. Like you and I don't have
an aesthetic.
So it's just like whatever that photo is, it's just the next photo is the next photo. So you're okay, I'm worried.
Travel photos. Oh, look, another basic travel shot. Are you trying to fill some sort of influencer starter pack? Colosseum? Check. Amalfi Coast? Check. But here's the real question. Did you actually enjoy the trip or are you too busy getting that perfect shot for Instagram?
I feel like that one might hurt a little
that
bit.
That one hurts
That's
a lot.
A bit real because, Jess,
that
can we
lot.
Just talk about that's you do become like a mini influencer.
I do.
It's just you don't have the followers to influence.
100%.
When you're overseas.
It then gave me like an overall aesthetic. Your Instagram is like a highlight reel of look how perfect my life is. But here's the truth. No one's buying it.
Jeez.
It's like you're trying to convince yourself as much as your followers that everything's sunshine and rainbows. Spoiler alert, we see through the facade.
I'm terrified. If you think that's the soft one. All right.
Yeah. In summary, your Instagram is a curated collection of cliches, trying too hard to be something it's not, stopped pretending, ditched the perfection, and maybe, just maybe, let your followers see something real for once.
Oh my God.
I don't feel like I curate my feed that much. Let's move on to Tim.
Okay.
So your
what is my Instagram handle?
Your Instagram handle is at Tim Bulch.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's been a few different things. I can't remember.
Your bio just says Tim Bulch.
I thought it had 184 centimetres.
It hasn't mentioned 184
centimetres. Because that's how tall I am. I thought it would be important.
Tim Bulch, wow, such originality. Your parents must be so proud that you went with the name they gave you.
Okay.
It then started roasting your follower to following ratio.
Oh, right. Is it not good?
It says you're following more people than you have followers. Classic. That's basically Instagram's way of telling you, nice try, but you're not that interesting.
I reckon that's a lie. Unless I've gone on a big follow spree. Oh, I just want to check that for a second. Because this could... See, the thing
it's like you're begging people to notice you and they're looking the other way.
That's a lie. People follow me more than I follow them. I'm not as pathetic as...
Take it up with the AI.
No, this is the thing. I'm getting offended by a robot. Okay, move on.
Okay.
Moving on.
Random animal picture. So you've got a picture of a random animal, probably from a zoo or a sad excuse for a safari. Is this your attempt of saying, look at me, I care about animals? Cute, but it's giving off more I got bored and needed content vibes.
Then the only animal on my feed was a meerkat with my son on his birthday. I thought that was
that was pretty cute.
Pretty adorable.
I like sports events. Oh, you went to a game and snapped a photo? Groundbreaking. That stadium shot is as original as every other wannabe sports fan on Instagram. Newsflash, just because you went to a game doesn't mean you know anything about sports. Did you even stay to the end, or did you leave early to avoid the traffic?
Well, I was working, so I stayed the whole time. I was doing K-Rock footy.
Baby pictures.
Oh, don't. If you crack at my son, ChatGPT.
Congrats, you reproduced.
All right.
Guess what? Everyone else's baby photos look exactly the same. It's like you think you invented parenthood.
You know, I've been very big mm-hmm. on making sure that that's not my identity.
Yeah.
We don't even post our son's face online. So
you mentioned that we both post food pictures before. Food pics.
Wait, look. I'm posting food pics.
Apparently.
What?
Oh, look, another artsy shot of you eating some brunch. Groundbreaking. The way you pose with your food, it's like you think you're the next Gordon Ramsay.
No, I found a random Waffle House in the middle of the South Australian desert. So there's me eating a waffle. That's fair. That's fair.
Overall aesthetic, your Instagram is like a bad episode of Keeping Up with the Bolters. It's trying to be a reality show highlight reel, and it's more like a rerun no one asked for. The only thing more scattered than your posts is your attempt at being relevant.
Is it? Can we finish this off? This has been, both of us are being hurt for far too long.
In summary, Tim Bolcher's Instagram is a digital equivalent of a midlife crisis.
You've really won me over with the AI. I'm on board now. That is a weird trend. That is a hurtful trend.
Yeah.
Not about it.
And I didn't realise that ChatGPT could be so mean.
And honest. That's the worst part.
This is Tim and Jess.
Jess, a 24-hour time frame has turned into a 48-hour time frame. And honestly, I'm becoming a bit of an impatient penguin over here. And what is going on? We have been waiting. Larry Emder has inspired us this week, Jess.
Sure.
And you are dragging your heels. Why am I upset on behalf of everyone listening to the show?
Look, I may have made the bold claim that Larry Emder was inspirational, and maybe I wanted to get a bum tattoo.
Yeah, so Larry Emder won the Gold Logie earlier this week. He said that he was so unconfident that he was going to win. If he did, he would get a tattoo on his bum of all the other nominees, their initials.
Yeah.
He followed through with it after he won the Gold Logie. You said this the following day on the show. As two people with no rear-end tattoos, we can only dream of a world like this.
It inspired me.
Yeah.
It inspired me to want to get one.
On Tuesday, I gave you 24 hours to come up with a decision. When that 24 hours had passed, you brought your husband to the show to ask permission from him.
Yeah, look, I know it's not the 1950s and I can do what I want with my body, but it is my husband's initials that I would be getting.
Yeah, so you get AQ. That's what you're looking. Not his name,
I wanted
just
to
the
see
initials.
Whether he would be okay with it and maybe if he'd want to join me in the endeavor.
At the end of the day, he said, it's your body, your choice.
Yeah.
What a smart, safe answer
in
2024. I've given you an additional 24 hours since you've essentially been given a green light.
Okay.
Where are we at? Because we've got to remember, if people are listening, we found out earlier this week, so many people have bum tattoos, and it's a nice little secret between you and your tushy.
Can you give me some decision music?
Decision music? Jeez. I mean, that's what have I got for you? What have I got? Where? I've got something here.
Yeah, that one. That's the one I wanted. I have been thinking this over long and hard this week.
Like a list of pros and cons or something?
My husband drew it on my bum last night.
Oh, wow. With a Sharpie?
Yeah.
Did you do a few different test areas? Like,
nah,
where?
I just said draw the initials. We'll just see how it looks placement-wise.
What font did we go with?
My husband's handwriting.
Windings.
Windings.
Times New Roman.
I have decided.
Are you sure it's just a you or is it a we?
I have decided I will not be getting
you
the
absolute
tattoo.
Chicken. You buttered me up last night at trivia. You were like, Tim, I'm thinking about getting it.
I really
that
was.
That is such a... You've waited. We started this on Monday.
I told you on Monday I wasn't going to get this tattoo.
On Monday, you actually said this out loud. As two people with no rear-end tattoos, we can only dream of a world like this.
It inspired me.
Yeah.
It inspired me to want to get one. To want to get one. To want to...
Jess, okay.
Here's not some... to get one, to want to get one.
Couldn't have you been a bit more clear with us, maybe even on the day, on Tuesday, when I said, hey, if you want this, we can set this up for you.
If anyone goes back and listens to our podcast, they will clearly hear that I wasn't that interested.
But why did
you've
we get
you? You've been pushing. You just want to see my butt for some reason.
No, I don't. No, no, no. I'm trying to supply you with a dream. Mm-hmm. And I have the contacts. We already had this organized, ready to go tomorrow. To have someone to come in here and
you
give you a 100%. Inspired Inc. They were ready to come in.
Maybe I will get it then.
Yeah, I'm serious. Like this is ready to go. If you're ready to, did you not like this Sharpie on your bum?
I really didn't like it.
Because it's a handwriting of a 36-year-old man. But get this, the guys at Inspired Inc., they actually have good writing and
sure.
they're quite skilled because they're tattoo artists.
Yeah, I just don't think I want it anymore. I'm sorry.
What a, like,
if it's already
a tease.
If it's already ready to go, why don't you get your wife's initials then? You've been pushing
this
me all week.
This isn't about me. Oh, I was
okay.
trying to help you
all
out.
All right.
I was trying to help you out, mate.
This is like the rat tattoo all over again.
We don't have time to explain. How dare you bring up another 4-minute story? This is really disappointing. I've been so excited all week, and now I'm not convinced that it's an I have decided. It's an I have been told.
You heard my husband. He said, "If it's your body, you do what you want."
And I'm sure that's what he said when he got home. Last
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
The pandemic a few years ago really started to highlight a few very unhygienic things that we used to do. That have just become a part of the culture, right?
My issue with hygiene is you standing alone in a room, germs. Like you, you walking, germs. You breathing, mm-hmm. germs. You just doing anything, having a shower. Guess what? You think you're getting clean?
Germs. Sure.
So it's hard to live by all these things about being hygienic, but there are the obvious ones like, you know, shopping center baskets and like handrails for escalators, those common ones.
How do you feel about birthday cakes?
I mean, this is, unless you're not going huck poo and spitting on a birthday cake, a bit of oxygen over the top of a cake, mm-hmm. I think is fine. Even if there is a bit of a downward draft and a bit of someone's breath gets on the icing of a cake, mm-hmm. how much harm can that really be doing?
Wow, a team of researchers at Clemson University in South Carolina.
I have never heard of Clemson in my life.
They've apparently found in their study that saliva spread from blowing out birthday candles increases bacteria on the icing by 1,400%.
Here's my issue again with hygiene. You know what icing is made out of?
What?
Germs. So this is, everything is germs.
1,400%, Tim.
Yeah, look, it's a slight uptake. I agree.
Yeah.
I do hear that.
And so they've started to offer alternatives for people.
There's the classic one.
What's the classic? Oh, the waving.
Wave the flame out with the wind.
They've gone a little bit more sterile, I guess. These researchers suggest
Hang on, let me guess. Does wind have germs?
No.
Wind has germs. Even wind, pushed wind with the body. What about clapping a candle closed? Out you go. Because I tell you what, they're not going to let me lick my fingers and
that's true. Definitely not.
Guess what's on that?
Germs.
Germs.
They suggest keeping the container that the cake comes in on top of the cake. So if you buy like a Coles mud cake, right, or a Woolies mud cake, you leave that plastic bit on and you put the candles on top. You can buy candles that have a little suction at the bottom.
Mm.
You can put it on top of the, and that way when you blow out the candles, you then lift off the lid and cake has no germs.
Here's my issue with that. So obviously, no lid, germs.
Yeah.
Lid, fire. They're saying fire is healthier than getting germs.
1,400% more bacteria, Tim.
One fire, Jess. That's, you see what I'm, you see what, where I'm not trying to counterbalance you.
This, an etiquette expert has come out and said that spraying germs all over your cakes is not good etiquette and people don't want to see it happening at birthdays anymore. I disagree. I think just blow. Like,
and you've started in the last couple of years, you're not a germaphobe.
No.
But you're a germaphobe adjacent.
Absolutely. Just because I get sick so easily.
Yeah.
So if there's germs about, I'm like, go home. What are you doing here?
I imagine an etiquette expert, their version of putting out a candle is like asking it politely.
Yeah.
It's like, mate, put in a formal request for the flame to extinguish itself. And if you are the right amount of proper, the flame will just...
Someone else has suggested putting some cling foil, cling wrap or foil down on top of the cake, icing over the top of that, and then you can pull that layer off after you've blown out the candles.
Has this university heard of fire? Again, this cling wrap burns not just brightly, but quickly.
What about foil?
I'm pretty... That gets hot.
It's not going to burn.
I don't know.
You can put that in the oven.
I'd rather you lick your finger and stick it directly in the middle of the cake than come to my party and wrap tinfoil around my cake, go, all right, well, now you can blow out the candle. Now you can blow out the candle, Tim. Otherwise,
I'm just telling
ruin the cake.
This etiquette expert, and I know I'm not one to speak on etiquette.
Thank
but
you. Thank you. I was ready to, I know I've been firing off, but I was ready to go even again.
Apparently, it is bad form to be blowing out your birthday cake candles. Well, so
too bad. They're not invited to my party.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, I found an article today that caught my eye. You know when you're just having a scroll and all of a sudden this article just speaks to you and you go, oof, I need to click that.
Yeah, it's called clickbait. And you got done by the best.
Yeah, I did. 10 blatant lies parents in the 90s told their kids that made us believe.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
You and I, both 90s kids.
Yeah.
I want to go through some of these on the list and see how many you believed when you were a kid.
Right.
That have turned out to be lies.
Complete false.
Yes. Number one, drinking coffee stunts your growth.
No, I don't think so. More for that is like going when you were a teenager, at least my, and this is why I never gained muscle, it was that if you went to the gym too early, that would stunt
your growth. Oh, right, of course.
And for some reason, as a 13-year-old, I was like, I won't be short, thank you very much. So yeah, I refused to go to the gym, and so much so I've committed to still doing that to this day.
Look at you. if you pee in a pool, the water changes colour.
Yeah, and I think it's just to obviously deter people from, it'd be like, oh no, it'll go green. Yeah. But then there are, that actually is true. There is chemicals that you can do that and it'll go bright blue in the water.
Is there really?
It's a real thing.
So I didn't realise that was a real thing now.
That actually exists.
Okay, how about chocolate milk comes from brown cows?
I'd heard it. I don't think I ever believed that one.
You didn't believe that one. What about if you swallow a watermelon seed, a watermelon will grow in your stomach?
Yep. I think there was a...
were you worried about that as a kid?
Not worried about it, but there was like a... What was that? The Magical School Bus. There was an episode on that.
I love that show.
That really... And that happened to in that episode. And I was like, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
So I won't eat watermelon. And to this day, I don't eat watermelon.
This one still gets me. And I know that it's false now, but it's still...
You have to tell your brain?
If you swallow gum, it takes 7 years to digest.
Yeah, big time. Big
Apparently
time.
It's quite digestible. That's not the truth.
You'd accidentally swallow Hubba Bubba and you go, oh my God. I'm going to be 14 by the time this comes out.
What about this one? Are you going to do this with your kids, Tim? It's illegal to drive with the lights on inside the car.
It's just not safe.
Don't put the light on.
It's not safe.
Dad's going to get pulled over.
It should be illegal.
It should be.
It should be illegal because it's very not safe. It distracts from your vision. Like literally the other night I was driving, my wife turned it on. And I was like,
stop.
The police level is over. Now, my favorite at the moment as an uncle and as a father is just broken. It must be broken.
Oh, that's broken.
Yeah. That's you want to... You want to play with that toy? Oh, no, that drum kit's broken. Actually, no sound comes out of that.
Oh, the great one that my mum pulled on me and my brother was that we were gifted from our auntie and uncle a toy guitar and keyboard.
Excellent.
And they had batteries in them and you could play like music from them.
And then the buttons would make sounds.
Yeah, and they would light up and everything. And they were so noisy and loud. And my mum told me that they were broken. And one day I put batteries in and I was like, Mum, you won't believe it. They're not broken.
I fixed it.
I fixed them. I don't know how I did it, but I fixed them. And she was like, I think they're broken.
Yeah, I think that happened with a lot of, if you remember this, Furbies.
Yes.
I think a lot of Furbies ended up being, unfortunately, broken.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. What's a lie that you were told as a kid that you fully believed until you were an adult?
I like that.
Yeah.
I like it. So there's one about
crust.
Let's
debunk some myths.
Like crust on bread. I can't remember. We'll get into it up
yes.
next.
Julie from Highton, you've given us a call on 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. There's a lie that you told both your children that they fully believed.
And they're both 90s children, so they had no other way to look it up or anything, no.
Julie, what lie did you tell them?
Well, they both had dummies, and when we decided that was enough dummy, I got them to put it in the bin. When it was just the rubbish bin that you carried out to the front for the garbos. Anyway, 5 minutes later, they went back to get the dummy and I said, it's gone. A magpie's come and taken it.
Not the magpies.
Cheeky magpie.
Yeah. I know, it worked for both of them. They never had a dummy after that day.
There you go. But, see, Tim, you take that one. You run away with that.
I really like that. Julie, I imagine every walk you went on after with it and you saw a magpie, they'd be closely inspecting. Oh, maybe that one's got that one's got the dummy. Maybe I can get it back.
What?
Was it something that you just said on the spot? You were just like, the magpie. The magpie's got it.
Yeah. No, I had planned it. So it worked for the first one. So I did it for the second one. Fantastic. And it worked. So, yeah.
I imagine your eldest sibling is talking to the young one. We're like, oh, the magpie got you too. Oh, this bloody magpie. People worried about swooping. People worried about swooping. It's not the only thing you need to worry about with magpies.
This is Tim and Jess.
We spoke about this briefly yesterday with Will, have you been paying attention, but on the radio. And that is, he's coming in the next 15, 20 minutes, thanks to Harvey Norman Electrical. Same day delivery, 7 days a week. Do you remember when he talked about words that had been banned, Generation A words that had been banned from a particular primary school here in Australia?
You want to talk about this again? We sounded like the biggest boomers yesterday.
Yeah, I understand that. But what I thought would be handy, because it's all these words that Generation Alpha is saying. And I've seen some videos online kind of being like, all right, I'll say one word. My Gen Alpha child will say what their version of that is.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of across some of them, but I'm not confident. So what I thought I could do is if I bring up one of the words, because these might be banned from some schools across Shawong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine.
Quick Google, make sure
you've
that
got
we're...
fast fingers.
Okay, sure.
Is it something that you think is important? Because I feel silly saying these words, like you mentioned.
Apparently there's a Skibbity Toilet song.
Well, the first word I was going to say is Skibbity.
Yeah.
This word has been banned. What does skibbity mean, Jess?
So apparently it's a humorous nonsense word with no real meaning.
Okay.
It's a wacky word that references or makes fun of the absurdity of slang.
Oh, so like...
Depending on the context, it can mean cool, dumb, or bad.
What? That is
It's
so
just
confusing.
Kind of used as a filler word, and it's associated with meme culture, brain rot, and absurdist humor.
I have no idea. I actually know less about the word
skibbity. How can it mean cool, dumb, or bad?
I'm not sure. It's too ambiguous for me. can you do sigma?
Sigma.
Sigma to me sounds like it's a naughty word. And we don't do naughty words on the show.
We definitely don't.
We're a family show.
Okay. What the sigma? Some know sigma as the 18th letter of the Greek alphabet, but it's also teen slang for a cool dude.
Oh, so like I'm not a sigma.
No, you're not sigma.
Yeah, that's
but
fine.
Will from the newsroom, he's sigma.
Okay, interesting. We know another word that was banned. We know what riz is. That's
sure.
It's slang for charisma. So it's like you've got charisma. Mewing. Now I need to know what mewing is.
Mewing.
It's mewing. What's mewing?
When someone comes up and asks you a question, particularly if it's a teacher or a parent and you don't want to answer the question, you hit them with the mewing, which simply means I can't answer your question right now. I'm mewing. I'm working on my jawline. How is it more confusing when we have the answer?
I feel like gyat. Do we have to? I think I know what gyat is.
What do you think gyat is?
I think it's a bum. I think it's a bottom.
Gyat. It can also mean that, but apparently it's a slang term for goddamn.
Bet you know what
like
bet
in
is.
Response to seeing an attractive woman, you go gyat.
Okay. Hey, this is all we're all learning
I
together.
I don't like this.
Bet you know what bet is, don't you?
I think so. It's like yeah. So it's a firm to
like,
affirm.
Oh, it's an affirmation
to affirm a statement
it's
or
like,
confirm
sure.
an agreement. Yeah.
They also banned the phrase "it's the." For me.
Right.
So what is that necessarily? I still don't like.
It's like a meme, isn't it? Like it's the.
I hate us.
This is what I mean.
I thought this was helpful. I thought it would be
You
helpful.
Made this happen. It's a TikTok like trend where people comment on videos on what they found funny. So it's
So it's like, it's the dog for me.
Oh, it's your face for me.
All right.
You know?
Yeah, thank you. Bussin'. I feel like I've.
Bussin',
like something's bussin', that's a good thing, right? Like, oh man, he's bussin', like he's
extremely
attractive.
Good, excellent.
Yep. This is one. Baddie, we understand what that is.
Yeah.
Let him cook, we know that's just like keep going. Like, oh yeah, like Jess, you just did a backflip on your BMX. Let her cook.
Let's see what she did.
Ohio.
Ohio?
Yeah, Ohio.
I've never even heard of this.
Ohio for...
They aren't really talking about the Buckeye State. Unfortunately for Ohioans... Ohio has a slang meaning of strange, weird, cringe, or dumb.
Oh, so like anything you do, Jess, like Ohio.
Okay.
Ohio.
I think this is Ohio.
This feels very Ohio. Hopefully if you have...
This is not Sigma,
yeah,
Tim.
No. If you're listening right now and you've got a young one in your car, hopefully it can help you communicate
with
them.
Oh, they're definitely... Anyone who's listening under the age of 18 is very upset with Tim and Jess right now. They do not want to be listening
We're
to
We're assuming
show.
that generation listens to radio, and that is a silly assumption, and that's our bad. But hopefully that was insightful and educational. And that's what that show is. No, it isn't. But we try. We're trying.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.